Hey, everybody. You know, Mark and I have over 20 years of experience as therapists and as addicts in long-term successful recovery. We know better than anyone what works and what doesn't to break out of porn and sex addiction, heal betrayal trauma, and reclaim your relationship.
And we've poured all of our personal and professional recovery and healing experience into a first-of-its-kind program for addicts, spouses, and couples. We call it Dare to Connect.
At least four times every week, we engage with you in real time, in the trenches, giving you the knowledge and the tools to take back your life and relationship.
Whatever else you've done on your journey for healing and recovery, you've never done anything like this.
You know, Mark and I, we've made all the mistakes, so you don't have to. Don't reinvent the wheel.
We all know tomorrow never comes. Look, don't wait one more day to change. Claim your free two-week trial today at daretoconnectnow.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Mark Castleman.
We know the pain and heartbreak of porn and sex addiction.
And we know the triumph of breaking completely free.
Every day, we help our clients find hope and healing.
Join us in the fight to take back your life, your marriage, and be stronger than ever.
This is the PBSC Squared Podcast.
Hey, everyone. You'll notice that there is somebody conspicuously missing from this particular podcast, my partner, Steve Moore. Every once in a while, I think it's only happened maybe two or three times in over nearly 200 episodes that Steve or I end up traveling someplace where we don't have internet access or we're on an airplane somewhere. And so one of us does the PBSC podcast solo. And this is one of those rare occurrences where that's me. And what I decided to do was to provide you a training that I did quite a while back for a big group of my clients. I had individuals, addicts in recovery, who were feeling really stuck, just hopeless in breaking out of old, stubborn, unwanted thoughts and urges and feelings, and just feeling like they were never going to be free. And so I put together a training to bring them hope and to bring some really simple little tools and approaches where you can start to break out of those old stubborn habits and cycles and get on a really good solid path to recovery, living a life increasingly free of addiction, living a life where you can engage in healthy, connected, awesome relationships. So this little training, I hope, will help all of you who might be struggling with any of this. And remember, this kind of stuff that you're going to hear today is the stuff that we go into great, really deep detail in our Dare to Connect program, you know, four times every week, Steve and I together. So if you want to find out more about that, go on over to daretoconnectnow.com. Take advantage of our free two-week trial. If you like the training you're going to hear today, you're really going to love Dare to Connect. So here we go with the training to bring you hope and some simple solutions. As I think back on my deep addiction days, and sometimes right now in my life, you know, one of the great frustrations is this roller coaster ride, right? These unwanted urges, feelings, thoughts, certainly addiction urges. But any unwanted thoughts, any negative habits, any thing that bombards me, my negative self-talk, my approach to life, you know, all kinds of things, my eating habits, this stuff that just continues on habitually in this rut, this pattern, this routine that goes on day after day, week after week, right, year after year, a lifetime. And the great frustration is that I try over and over and over again, and I just can't break out of it. I get out of it for a minute, but then it comes back and I give in. And that roller coaster ride, especially with regard to addiction outlets, when I would keep slipping back into the same old crap, man, it would have such a dramatic impact on my mind, my well-being, my self-talk, my feelings. I would get into this place of hopelessness where I just, I'm never going to change this. I'm never going to be able to break out of this permanently. And then I would get into this place of inevitability, right? It's inevitable. Yeah, I might overcome it for a day or a week or whatever, but it's going to come back. I'm going to fall right back into this stuff. And then from there, I would go into this place of kind of whining. Woe is me, right? My life sucks. I suck. I'm a loser. You know, I'm just never going to be any different. And I'd get into this really, this place of powerlessness where I just had no ability to do anything. And then I would get to resignation. I just resigned myself to the fact that this is never going to change. And then I would go into what I call wallowing mode, self-wallowing, just wallowing around, woe is me, giving in over and over again to the same old addiction stuff or the same old, you know, junk food eating or the same negative habits or the same negative self-talk, you know, pick the day, pick the negative routine and negative habits, whatever it was. I would just keep falling back into it, resigning myself, and then wallowing and whining. And that went on for decades. And finally, I got to the place where I just started to get so sick and tired of it. And here's the thing to remember about these negative patterns, these habits, right? These unwanted urges and feelings and thoughts. Your brain doesn't want you to break out of those things. That's why it's so difficult, because the brain resists. It doesn't like change. Why doesn't it like it? Because change is not efficient. Your brain has, in some cases, spent a lifetime developing some of the habits, the thinking patterns, the tendencies that you have. And because the brain has spent, you know, thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of repetitions to develop these habits, it doesn't want to give them up. It's put in too much work. It's put in too much time and effort. And to give them up isn't efficient. And above all things, the brain seeks efficiency. The other side of this is the more that you and I continue to fall into these old negative patterns that we're trying to break out of, the more that we give in and fail and fall back into those old places, we start to develop what's called a negativity bias, a leaning towards the negative. We start to have incredible self-doubt. We consider ourselves losers and incapable. I'm never going to break out of this. And this negativity bias also becomes a habit and a way of thinking. And a lot of that negativity bias that you and I have, this hopelessness of never being able to really permanently change some of these unwanted things, is due to shame. We develop this shame complex. I'm not good enough. I'm a loser. I guess that I'm just, you know, I'm weak. I'm broken. I'll never do this. And then, of course, continued failure adds evidence, which then convinces the brain that all of this is true. So having said all of that, if you can relate to this in any way, I want to help you to start to now navigate out of this crazy place. This hopelessness, wallowing, whining, negative bias, I'm stuck, I'll never be different. The first thing, what do we always say? You are not your brain. You are not your brain, right? That 3.5 pounds of firm cottage cheese computer between your ears is not you. So you, the higher you, the eternal you, have the ability to step back apart from your brain and begin to move into the driver's seat. But I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I had to develop over the years to finally start breaking out of decades of being stuck in this wallowing and kind of whining and hopeless, inevitable attitude was I had to develop a different attitude. And a pretty forceful one, I'm going to tell you. I finally had to get to the place where I was like, I am sick and tired of being my ego brain's whipping boy. Man, I'm so tired of laying down in the fetal position and getting the crap kicked out of me. And so I had to start standing up for myself. And so that's the first thing that I invite you to look at. Are you sick and tired of this ego brain of yours just beating you up and keeping you stuck and putting you into this negative bias and hopeless and whining and wallowing place? You tired of getting the crap kicked out of you? You've got to get to the place where you say, I'm sick of this. I'm not putting up with it anymore. I'm standing up for myself. So once you kind of develop that attitude, it's a great now launching place, a springboard to move forward. And then the other side of this is you need to decide that you're going to dare to start believing that change might be possible, to just allow a little opening within yourself that, okay, I think this might be possible. And how? How is change possible? Well, here's the thing. You're already good at building habits, really deeply etched habits, these deep pathways in the brain. You're already good at it. How do I know? Because you have addictions, because you have long-term habits. It shows that your brain is very well suited to building these entrenched behaviors. So you already know how to do it. The challenge is that most of our lives, we haven't been paying attention to the process. It's just happened subconsciously. And so how does it happen? These deeply seated habits that you and I have are the result of consistent little repetitions over time. That's what has gotten us into these thinking and feeling and behavioral ruts that we find ourselves in now, just consistently repeating them over and over and over again. You see, the more you do something, the more you can do it, and the more you will do it. That's a neuroscience principle. That's how your brain is built. And so if you realize that, you're thinking, okay, wow, so if repetition is the key, consistent repetition, you know, day after day, all I need to really do is start engaging in what I call little acts of the will, little choices. I need to move from my ego brain, that's not me, and step back into my higher self, and then make little choices, just one at a time in the moment. And make little choices to do what? To use a few really simple tools. Six areas, six little simple tools that I have tested and proven, and lots of guys all over the world have used these tools, and they work. But you have to decide to stand up for yourself and commit yourself to consistency. Even when you fall back, even when you fall back into old habits, old addictions, old patterns, you come back and you try again and again and again, and you don't give up. You refuse to let your ego brain keep you stuck or to trap you into this wallowing and whining language and attitude. You're like, you know what? I am not putting up with this anymore. I am going to use these tools consistently, no matter how long it takes, until they become the habit, the pattern, the new way that I do things. So I want to talk about each one of these tools and how you can start basically making them part of your, this is your standard tool belt that you strap on around your waist and that you take into your daily life. These are the tools that you use in order to move out of these unwanted urges and feelings and behaviors. These little tools are the way to do it. And in all of this, please remember grace. These tools are important, but you need to plug these tools into your power source. And what is that power source? It's your higher power. It's God. For me, in my faith tradition, it's Jesus Christ. But you need to remember, you cannot do this alone. This is not a function of me. This is a function of we. So part of moving out of that hopeless, inevitable, sort of whining, being beat down place is that you have to realize, I'm not going to do this by myself any longer. I am going to move from me to we. I'm going to call on my power source. So in any given moment, when you're trying to use these tools, think of you're taking a tool and literally it has a power cord that you plug into that divine power source right in this moment, Jesus Christ, God, the universe, whatever that is for you, will enable and empower you in that moment if you will plug in. So please remember grace. So let's look at these tools real quick. There's no order here. They're not in order of priority because different tools work for different people. And so what I encourage you to do, and I cannot say this strongly enough, experiment, experiment, experiment. Find out what works for you. And you may find that different tools work differently depending on whatever the urge or feeling or thought that's bombarding you, what that is, where it is, the time of day, the place. You'll find that different things work differently. But experiment. And what I encourage you to do is find out what your primary, immediate go-to place is. You need a primary tool that you go to first. And you're going to find out what that is, again, by experimenting. And so no order, no particular tool that's better than another. It's what works for you and what you discover through experimentation, trial and error, over and over and over again until you figure out your formula. You are not your brain. Stop, step back, and watch. What am I feeling and why? This is a great tool. When you're feeling yourself bombarded by unwanted thoughts and urges, don't just go with them and give in to them. Stop, pause, put it on hold for a minute, and step back and watch your brain. Look at it. Say, oh, this isn't this interesting? Wow, having these powerful thoughts and feelings. Okay, what are they? Right? It helps to name them. Oh, wow, lust, anger, resentment, fear, pride, whatever it is, give them a name. And why am I feeling this way? What's going on? What's really under this? Just that process of, we call it being mindful, of stepping back and asking these questions will often move you out of that place of the ego brain and into your higher self. And you can move out of that and move forward. So that's one tool to use. The other one you'll see there, get your body moving, change your environment. Super simple. What if I'm sitting and I'm having urges with, I'm holding my phone and I'm about to, you know, go and look at pornography or social media or whatever. Take the phone, turn it off, put it down, chuck it across the room. That might be enough to change up the environment, or, you know, toss the phone down, get your butt off your bed or out of your chair, leave the room, walk downstairs, get out your front door, right? Go for a walk or a jog. If you're on your laptop, slam the lid closed and turn your attention to something else. Change up the environment. Get your body moving. Don't just sit there and do battle with it because you're going to lose. That whole environment that you're in is triggering you. The color of the paint on the walls, the feel of the carpet, the look of your computer, the feeling of your phone in your hand. All of that is part of these habitual behaviors. So change it up. Get moving. You know, alter that environment. Another tool. Play the movie to the bitter end. Poison the fantasy. Right? The brain just wants to think about getting to that wonderful reward, the reward of climax or ejaculation. All that it can see is getting to that place. It's going to be so amazing. Or getting to the place where you eat the whole half gallon of, you know, Rocky Road ice cream. All it can see is what that's going to taste like and what that's going to be like. The brain doesn't want to look at what happens after that, as we call it, after you come out of that narrow reward place down into the bottom of the funnel, the aftermath. So stop and pause and play that movie in your head. Okay, what's going to happen after this big reward? Then where am I going to be? Right? Poison the fantasy. Play the movie to the actual real end. And play the movie to the awesome end. In other words, what happens if you step out of this urge or thought and you don't follow through with the old behavior or addiction and you choose a healthy path? What does that end of the movie look like? The awesome movie end. Play that. So now you can see both alternatives and you can choose one of them. Great tool. And then, of course, some of our old, wonderful, foundational standbys, the forceful stage director and surrender process. Forceful stage director is simple. I feel the urge or thought coming on. I stop. I step back. I put my hand up and I say, stop right there. This is the stage of my mind. You don't get to be here. I decide what plays on this stage, and that's not you. Well, if there's no place for that on the stage of my mind right now, what is there place for? And then you just stop and pause and wait for a thought or an impression or an insight to come to you, and it virtually always will. The replacement for the thing that you're not allowing to play on your stage, what's healthy? And then you act on it. What comes to you, you act on it. A healthy alternative, right? When you and I have urges to engage in addiction behaviors or old bad habits, virtually every time those urges or thoughts or feelings come, they're not bad or evil or wicked. They're just saying, hey, I have needs. There's something in me that has a need. And that's kind of the alarm system, the warning bells going off that say, hello up there, I have needs. And if we ignore it, then the ego brain will say, okay, fine, you're not going to meet my needs. I'm going to take over and do it for you. Now we go into bad, old, negative, unhealthy, addictive behaviors. So practice the forceful stage director. And if you find that that stage director is not enough, it's not working, the thoughts just keep coming back, the urges just still are there, now go to the surrender process, which is a more in-depth forceful stage director. And all that says is, God, higher power, Jesus, oh man, I have these urges. I want to go do this so bad. I want to go look at porn or, whatever outlets or eat junk or what have you, but I'm surrendering that to you. Here, take it. It's off the table for a minute. And if that's off the table, God, what do I need in this moment? Because I have needs. It's why I'm feeling these feelings. And then you just be quiet and listen, and something will come to you. Your real true needs and a healthy way to meet those will come into your mind and then act on it. That's the forceful stage director and surrender process. And then connect, 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 connect. The opposite of addiction is not sobriety, it's connection. So right in that moment, text somebody right now, hey, right? Thumb a text and say, I'm struggling right now. Here's what I'm struggling with. And I just needed to get raw and real. Send a text. If it's too hard to call someone because you're ashamed, you don't want to inconvenience them, or your brain just doesn't want to do it, then send a text. It's easy right now in this moment. And if you can, call someone. That is just the best. Call someone right now and get raw and real about what you're experiencing. Connect, call them, don't go it alone. And if you've got somebody that's near you that's actually in person, go talk to them. Tell them what you're experiencing. And of course, the other person that you can do right now in this moment, if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, is you can talk to God or you can talk to Jesus right now, right here, raw, real, authentic. By the way, if it's 4 in the morning, you can also send a text to somebody, even if you know they won't respond. Just the fact that you sent the text is powerful. So connect. Use that connection tool. So there you have it. Experiment. Find out the ones that work for you. And like I had to say to myself years ago, Mark, no more whining, no more wallowing, no more hopelessness, no more giving yourself over to inevitability. Right? Hell? Question mark? No! Exclamation point, right? You can change. You can build new networks and wiring and pathways in your brain. You can build them. You're already suited to it. Your brain already knows how because you've been doing it your whole life. So now you just need to take conscious charge of the process. And how you do that is by using these tools in the moment and moving from your ego brain to your higher self. How? By little acts of the will, little choices that take a few seconds to implement. Not willpower where you sit and clench your fists and grit your teeth and fight it and fight it and fight it. No, it's just right now saying, okay, I see that, I recognize it, and I can make a little decision in this moment to use a tool. And I can plug into grace to give me the power, the electricity, in order to use that tool. And we can do this. So go forward, experiment, see what works for you, and start using these tools from now on so you no longer need to ever be in that place of hopelessness, wallowing, whining, inevitability. Nope, no more. That is in the past, and now this is moving forward.
Everything expressed on the PBSC podcast are the opinions of the hosts and the participants and is for informational and educational purposes only. This podcast should not be considered mental health therapy or as a substitute thereof. It is strongly recommended that you seek out the clinical guidance of an individual qualified mental health professional. If you're experiencing thoughts of suicide, self-harm, or a desire to harm others, please dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.